It's time for a Coach's Corner interview here on KATE, and we're going to talk some Albert Lea girls hockey. Head coach of our Tigers, Mark Goskesen. And Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, let's recap just a couple of games. You guys had one game so far here in 2022. Last time we talked to you was before a game back in December, and I know it probably seems like forever ago. December 28th, you had a non-conference game, 5-4 loss to a mini HaHa United on the road. We had that game right here on KATE. And just give us your thoughts on that one. It was a heartbreaking loss. I know your team was up 3-1 at one point. They come back and win in overtime. We talked briefly after the game. Those are the kind of games you enjoy because there is no doubt those two teams are pretty evenly matched.
Oh, for sure, Aaron. Yeah, that was a fun game. I'd like to have another one with them. You know, this year too. If you know, I know it's not, it doesn't work into the schedule, but yeah, and you know, it was nice. We were up 3-1, and then they got a couple really good players that can put the puck in the net, and you know, we ended up, I think that one went into overtime.
Correct. Yeah,
we ended up losing in overtime, and it was just all around just a fun game. That was, you know, you have your ups and downs, and you know, those are games you learn from.
In that game, Esther Yoon with two goals. Morgan Goskesen also had a couple of goals in that game. Again, a loss back on the 28th. One game here in 2022, and then we'll talk about this week. It's going to be a very busy week for the Albert Lea girls hockey team. A 7-1 win against Winona, and that game was at Roy Nyster Arena last week. 1-0 in the first period. It was pretty close, and then all of a sudden your team erupted for 3 in the second and 3 in the third. Mark, I got to ask you, was there any adjustments that were made after that first period?
We did a little bit of talking in the locker room, and you know, we're a better team than Winona this year. They're struggling a little bit, so for us to come out flat was something that, you know, we needed to discuss and say, you know, we are a better team and we want more. And so there was not really any line adjustments or anything. It was just a little bit of, you know, attitude, and went back out and got it done.
Absolutely. Mika Sykos had the first goal, and then Aria Hansen, Sykos again, and a Morgan Goskesen with goals in the second. Then Goskesen, Emery Nelson, and Lillian Hernandez with goals in that third period. Again, a 7-1 victory for our Tigers. And a couple of players I just want to highlight. Talk about the game and just talk about her season so far for Mika Sykos. She seems to net, you know, goals here and there, and I'm assuming she's a pretty important part of the team.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, she's a leader, and that's a, you know, we need her to control the puck and move it into the zone, and we need to all go with her, and that's when things happen. You know, it's just they come from a pretty good hockey family too, and then just you know that goes way back, and so there's a lot going with that too, and then you just have. You know, she never gives up. She's always going hard, and you just love having her on the team.
One other player I want to mention, because a lot of times, you know, we focus in the media. We talk about those who score goals, but I see in that game, Elizabeth Ouellette had 3 assists. Talk about her as well, because sometimes those that are mostly the passers and maybe not the top scorers, sometimes we forget about them, and we want to make sure we talk about Ouellette because she had a good game against Winona.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and the other part with it is a lot of times we don't talk a lot about our defense, and you know, our defense are a big part of the game. And you know, Zizi had a great game that, you know, and making assists and is a vital part of the game. And that was probably one of her best games this year.
Again, Mark Goskesen, head coach of the Albert Lea Tiger girls hockey team, just recapping a 7-1 win against Winona on Thursday. Tigers right now on the season at the 500 record, 7-7-1. And let's talk about a busy week coming up. Your team's going to be at Laverne on Tuesday, at Mankato West on Thursday, and then hosting Red Wing as part of Hockey Day Albert Lea, a Saturday afternoon game at 3:45. Mark, give us your thoughts. Laverne, Mankato West, Red Wing, tell us what you know about those three teams.
Well, Laverne's going to be a tough one. Not only do we have a long bus ride to get over there, they've got some top scorers really in the state, and it'll be something that'll be, you know, so we can learn from playing teams like that just by watching the things that they do too. So it's going to be a good one. You know, we'll see how that one ends up. When we go to, you know, we got Mankato West and Red Wing, and those should be, you know, winnable games for us. And hopefully we'll come out on top on both of them.
Again, busy week, and a reminder, the home game coming up on Saturday, 3:45, a face-off against Red Wing. If you're looking for hockey, just make sure you stop by City Arena on Saturday. Hockey starting at 8 o'clock and probably not wrapping up until close to 10. So hockey fans, make sure to get out to City Arena this Saturday. Now, Mark, before I let you go, we have to talk about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And only a seventh grader, but she is really having a great season, one of the leaders on your team. And we're talking about Morgan Goskison, 16 goals this season, 2 assists, 18 points, lead the team in goals scored and total points. I think 9 goals in her last of 4 games. And in that stretch, your team has gone 3-1. I know she's your daughter, so you know her pretty well. Talk about her game, and as a dad and a coach, you have to be pretty impressed with how much talent she brings to the ice, being only a seventh grader.
Yeah, she's been playing hockey for a long time, so it's one of those things. She's comfortable with the puck. She's comfortable playing different positions. She's comfortable playing in front of people and fans, mm-hmm. and stuff. So she just plays comfortable. I guess that's the best part. And when it is a team sport, so we need everybody on the ice working, and you know, she just finishes well. That's one thing, that she's got a nice shot, and she usually, you know, looks and puts it where she wants it, and that's kind of the big pluses for her. And she is, you know, pretty confident for a seventh grader.
That is awesome. Again, Morgan Goskison, seventh grader, Albert Lea Girls Hockey, this week's Kate, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, and we're going to try to set something up with Morgan to talk to her coming up this week as well on Kate. Mark Goskison, head coach, Albert Lea Girls Hockey Team. Again, a couple of road games Tuesday and Thursday, Laverne and Mankato West, and Saturday at home against a Red Wing, 3:45 as part of Hockey Day, Albert Lea. Mark, thank you so much for the time. Have a good week, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. And, yeah, just to mention it again about the Albert Lea Hockey Day, you know, it's every team gets out there and plays, from Mites to, you know, all the Bantams through the association, both high schools, you know, the boys and the girls, JV and varsity. So, and there's other stuff going on out there, raffles and other things. So, yeah, if there's any day to come out and watch hockey, that's the day. So,
absolutely. Have a good week again. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Aaron.